Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading the first part of a chapter from my book, Black Diamonds, A Childhood Colored by Coal. The memoir looks back on my childhood in Scranton, Pennsylvania in the 1960s, a coal-strewn and ashen place, and it contrasts that landscape with the 1856 pastoral and verdant landscape painting, The Lackawanna Valley, by George Innes. Today's reading is from the chapter called The Time of Annis, a time of preparation for a holiday celebration each December. The year is probably 1964, and mother and child are preparing for the walk to the grandmother's house for the long day of baking cookies. The Time of Annis. The black telephone on the black wire stand rings twice, two long rings, then stops. That's Mom.
Grandma?
Yeah, she wants us to come over now. Let's get ready. Mama begins moving quickly through the kitchen, preparing the brown paper grocery bag, packing the cutters, newly purchased bottles of red and green sugar, and her rolling pin.
How did you know it was Grandma?
Because she rings twice.
But you said we have one long ring on a party line.
Mama pauses and looks at me. On our party line, our signal is one long ring. Someone else has two short rings, and someone else has one short ring.
Who does?
Well, we don't know, and it doesn't matter. We pick up for one long ring.
But Grandma rings twice.
That's her signal to us. She rings twice, then stops.
Oh.
Mama slips into the bag two folded aprons, one for her and one for me, though it's way too big for me. Last of all, she carefully places into the bag a small glass bottle of clear anise oil.
Why did we have to buy anise oil, Mama?
I want wintergreen.
Grandma has some in her refrigerator. She used to make wintergreen candy. She told me so.
We bought anise because Grandma makes anise cookies, Mama says firmly. It's her tradition. We've gone over this any number of times in the past few days. Anise is our flavor of the season, and it's very good. But wintergreen, I love its cooling, buzzy taste. I love the name, wintergreen. I see a country Christmas card scene of perfect spruce trees covered in snow. But there is no snow, at least not yet. In late November, our hollow is cold, damp, and gray. It's time to bake cookies for Christmas and prepare for the dark time of year that we sweeten with cookies. We have just 3 weeks to mostly fill 4 5-gallon lard cans. The season of cookies begins at Grandma's house this day. We put on wools, coats, scarves, hats, mittens. We pull on our rubber boots over our shoes, latch them, and then set out under a watery gray sky. We've got to go 3 blocks to Grandma's house through the cinder-surfaced alleyways. Alleyways are our roadways, Mama's and mine. They lead us to grocery stores, relatives, and the cemetery. They are our paths of our intimate landscape, except for going to church or downtown in the bottom of the valley. For those trips, we dress up and use sidewalks. When we walk slow and roundabout to Grandma's, we use the lower alley. It follows the creek past all the houses in Dutch Hollow. The lower alley is our summer road through blackberry patches and our autumn road to gather wild apples above the creek. Our winter road is the upper alley. Today we head uphill holding hands. Mama's outside arm cradles the bag, so light she doesn't even set it on her hip as she walks. Near the top of the hill, the sidewalk ends, and we turn onto the cindery surface of the alley. Rains have left 2 lanes of puddles all on down the alley where cars are driven. Silver water mirrors reflect an overcast sky.
It's almost cold enough for the puddles to freeze. Soon they'll be glass-capped with ice, and all us kids will look for frozen air pockets to stomp and pop. Holding Mama's hand, I try to step into the sky mirror to make ripples in the reflected clouds, but Mama pulls me into the middle of the alley, trying to steer me out of temptation's way. "Don't," she says. "You'll get your shoes and socks wet, and then what will we do?" "We can put them on radiators." "If you get wet, you'll get sick." Mama's lips make a straight line, showing how upset this makes her. I know Mama worries about coughs and colds. She always wants me to stay warm and dry, even though that couldn't have anything to do with the sicknesses in our valley. Smoke and burning coal are everywhere, and so is lung disease. Better to blame the coughing on cold, wet weather and damp feet. We know nearly everyone's house along the alleyway. In them are our cousins, or cousins to our cousins, or just neighbors. In summer, the upper alley becomes a paradise for bicycles. All the neighborhood kids share their bikes with those of us who don't have any, and we know each parent's holler or whistle for bedtime. The upper alley is our path in October's time of trick-or-treat. At this time of year, though, the alley's empty except for Mama and me, and there's not a soul outside to holler hello to. While we walk, Mama and I recite Grandma's cookie recipe to see how much we remember. "Like everything else, you start with the grease," Mama says. "The grease?" I ask. "Butter and lard, 1 pound each. Then you have to soften it." "On the radiator?" "No, it would melt, and then it wouldn't be any good. You put it near the radiator." "Sugar is next, 4 cups. Cream the sugar in." "Cream it?" "Stir it in to get it mixed. Then come the eggs. A half dozen, 6 whole eggs. Beat them with a pint of milk. You mix the wet with the butter and the sugar. Then you put the flour in, only a little at a time, 5 pounds, a whole bag. But you have to put in a little saleratus into the flour to make the cookies rise, and then put in the anise. 1 whole tablespoonful, and then you chill it. And we can eat it." "No, of course not," Mama smiles and shakes her head. "It has raw egg in it. Oh, and we always make double the recipe, 2 willow wash baskets full." At the last block, we walk to the path to Grandma's yard. We climb the steps to Grandma's back porch and rush into the kitchen, leaving the gray day behind us. You have been listening to the first part of The Time of Anise, a chapter from my memoir Black Diamonds, A Childhood Colored by Coal, published in 2023 by Torrey House Press. You can find more of my writing at katherineyoungwriter.com. This is Katherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.